Russia's losses in Ukraine rise faster than ever as U.S. pushes for peace deal. Trump hopes to reach phase two of Gaza ceasefire very quickly. Ukraine denies drone attack on Putin's residence. Bangladesh's first female prime minister, Khaleda Zia, dies aged 80. Trump says U.S. hit big facility linked to alleged Venezuelan drug boats. Anthony Joshua injured in Nigeria car crash that killed two team members. Great white sharks face extinction in Mediterranean. Say researchers, K-pop band NewJeans breaks up after bitter feud with record label. Spanish woman who found fame for botching fresco restoration dies. No worries. Trump downplays Chinese military drills around Taiwan. Alleged Bondi gunman acted alone and did not train in the Philippines, police say. Brazil's Bolsonaro undergoes second medical procedure for hiccups. Nepal to scrap failed. Mount Everest waste deposit scheme. Thailand accuses Cambodia of breaking newly signed ceasefire deal. U.S. pledges $2 billion for humanitarian aid, but tells UN, adapt or die. Why Israel's recognition of Somaliland as an independent state is controversial. There are many challenges. Syrians in Turkey consider return after fall of Assad. China holds military drills around Taiwan as warning to separatist forces. Egyptian dissident. Sorry for tweets after calls for deportation from UK. French cinema actress Brigitte Bardot dies aged 91. Kosovo's ruling party wins election after months of political deadlock. 5-year-old boy dies after getting caught in Japan, ski travelator. Mexico train crash kills 13 and injures almost 100. 3 killed in Sweden as major storm sweeps across Nordic countries. Polls close on first day of Myanmar's widely criticized sham. Election Spaniards hurl flour, eggs, and fireworks in mock battle. 9 people, including 5 children, stabbed to death in Suriname. How growing up in war really affects an 11-year-old. The fight over Christian nationalism in a small Tennessee town. Khaleda Zia, widower of the murdered leader, who became Bangladesh's first female prime minister. Photographing the hidden world of slime mold coups, elections and protests, a difficult year for democracy in Africa. Nan, how the world's best bread traveled from Islamic courts to our plates. John Simpson, I've reported on 40 wars, but I've never seen a year like 2025. Trump and Zelensky appear more upbeat, but show little evidence that peace is near for Ukraine. Toxic air, broken roads and unpicked rubbish, why India's big cities are becoming unlivable. Living in fear of Lakarawa, the militant group Trump targeted in Nigeria strikes. Catching the hunters, trapping rare songbirds in China. An orphan's brutal murder shines a spotlight on child abuse in Somalia. Brigitte Bardot, from French cinema to international fame. Snow-capped Mount Etna erupts as skiers glide down slopes. Watch, meteor lights up sky over Japan's Mount Fuji. Watch, Pope Leo's plea for peace in Christmas message. Where is Santa now? Trump answers kids' Christmas calls to NORAD tracker. Soaring prices spark Australia gold rush for new generation of fortune hunters. Oil prices little changed as investors seek clarity on Russia-Ukraine talks. Gold steadies after sharp retreat from record highs. Haven demand lends support. Oil prices hold gains with Russia-Ukraine tensions. U.S. inventory build in focus. Oil settles up over 2% on dented peace hopes in Ukraine. Tensions in Yemen. Russia's CPC oil terminal halts intake due to weather. Full storage, Bloomberg. Silver and platinum tumble 15%. Gold down 4% as profit-taking kicks in U.S. EIA delays weekly petroleum status report to later Monday. Argentine farmers bag last fields of a dream wheat season. Oil prices climb 2% after sell-off as Ukraine peace efforts falter. Novo and Lilly cut prices of weight loss drugs in China. Samsung, SK Hynix win U.S. approval for chip tool shipments to China, Reuters. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.65%.